I just got a message. Devin Connolly, we got Devin from Cornell Cooperative Extension. Usually we do once a month together. We have Lindsay Strelow pinch hitting for Audrey, and she's here to just take the bat and swing. Or Lindsay, I would love to just go launch right on into it, and off the cuff, here we go. What do you think?
Sure, I'll do my best.
Sure. Well, you're there. You got headphones on and a microphone. You're at Wave Farm. Okay. And so already you're winning.
That's a plus.
Okay. So, all right. So we got right now on Zoom, and please help me to say your last name, Lindsay Strelow.
Close. So Strelow, like stray dog and Law and Order.
Like Law and Order. I like the analogy. My brother used to watch that show, and it's just, yeah, that's how I'll remember now. Lindsay Strelow. So you're here for Audrey. Was it Audrey Kropp?
Correct. Yes.
And that's the best last name for anything that's an agricultural related interview, to have a last name Kropp, I do have to say. And is Devin coming? So Devin won't be making it either, or?
Devin is, I believe, on vacation.
That's no excuse, Devin. I'm going to give him a whole... I hope he's having fun, though. Do you know where he is?
I do not, no.
All right, we won't hunt him down. I'm like, Devin, you can still get Zoom on your cell phone. He's probably on a beach in Cancun right now, really enjoying the non-Columbia County, Greene County weather.
That would be nice.
Well, so Audrey Strelow, thank you so much for joining us on the Monday afternoon show. You want to just give us a little introduction and who you are?
Sure. So I work with Audrey over at the Cornell Cooperative Extension, and I am the program coordinator for the Natural Resource and Environmental team, working primarily in the climate change and environment sector.
Okay. And so do you directly overlap with Devin as well in his work over there?
I do. We all kind of, I feel like we do. He's kind of got a hand in everybody's projects.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are kind of a team over there. You have lots of divisions and specialties and whatnot, but at the end of the day, it seems like Cornell Cooperative Extension is like a sort of a well-oiled machine, just a good team of various people and various expertises. Is that kind of how it is?
That's how it feels to me. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've been around for a while, right? Cornell Cooperative Extension. I mean, how long now?
That is a great question. I personally started last October, but I know the organization has been around for many, many years in every county of the state. So,
I think it's like the late 1800s or something, right? Isn't it like pushing over 100 years?
Could be.
Yeah, or some version of it has definitely come out of Cornell for a very long time now. Mm-hmm. We got so much farming going on. What's going on in your world over there? So you're specialized especially in climate change activities and how that relates to, you know, agriculture, natural resources, and agroforestry, forestry, all that stuff that you guys deal with over there. You want to talk a little bit more about what you do?
Sure. Right now we're working with the County of Columbia County, working with, I think, 17 municipalities, doing a climate adaptation and resilience plan with them. So that's been a bulk of what I've been doing lately with Audrey and our team. And then actually come spring, I'll be going back out to the Hanacroy Creek and doing the eel monitoring out there. Which is always really fun, and we all always need volunteers.
I remember years ago, I was living over there, and you were looking for volunteers to like help count eels and whatnot. I forget. So how do you get the eels?
So we have a net that we put in the creek, and it kind of looks like a funnel. Has a big mouth at one side, and it kind of become smaller on the other end. They find their way inside, get trapped for overnight until we take them out and count, and then we release them.
It's primarily a count that you're doing, or do you do other, you're not doing biopsies or anything like that, right?
No, just the counts. We will take the temperature of the water, the temperature of the air, any other observations that we have of the surrounding area, and kind of generally see like how the eels, if they're stressed, will adjust the net to make sure that's more in the water, and then make sure they're released further down so they don't get trapped in the net again.
How does one contact you to become a volunteer for the Great Yearly Eel Count?
You can call our office. Should I give the number right now?
Sure.
It's 518-622-9820. And then, say that you're interested in the eel count for next spring, and they'll connect you with myself, and I'll put you on the volunteer list with an email, and you'll get any announcements that'll be coming up for the spring. And then once it comes a little closer to the spring, we'll have the event posted on our event site on our website.
Gotcha. Now that's for me one of the more sensational ones. But like you said, you're doing a lot of other stuff over there with climate resiliency and then communities being equipped for a changing just world and ecosystems. And what are some of the other projects or things that you're working on over there?
So we have some stuff going on with our let's see, flipping through the notes here. We have a women's game of logging, which is gonna basically go through the skills on with women only on how to learn the skills of chainsaw safety and operation. And we have two different levels that are happening in October. So on October 13th, there's the women's game of logging level one, and then on October 14th, there's the women game of logging level two, which is great. I've actually done the level one, so I can attest to that. It is a fantastic program.
And yeah, how'd that go for you? How was it like learning chainsaw safety and all?
It's thrilling and a little scary, but once you get into it, you get really comfortable with the machine, and everything else kind of falls in place. A really great instructor, really great women that come out, and it's like kind of learn by doing, and it solidifies a little bit better in your head that way too.
Yeah, it can be pretty terrifying having done a lot of chainsaw work over the years, a lot, and never actually having taken any kind of formal chainsaw safety or formal course, or, I still pick up a chainsaw to this day, decades later, and I'm like, I have an absolute 100% healthy respect for it's not just the chainsaw, it's actually, it's the nature of the tree. In the wood, right? And it's the hidden forces inside the way something binds up, like if you're felling or if you're doing branches, like the tension of a branch. Like stuff has happened to me to this day, which I don't even know how it happened because of hidden forces and tensions inside the wood itself. So it's not just the tool, the saw, and the person and the user. It's really what you're working with. Trees, which are to be respected. That's one thing I'd take away from it.
Yeah, absolutely. The respect of the tree and the respect of the chainsaw, both.
Yeah, and it's great to see, diversity, to see this opening up to women, being able to sort of, I mean, that must be pretty empowering to know how to like take down a tree and fell it up and turn it into firewood for yourself, I mean, it's not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah. It's kind of empowering too when you fell the tree in the exact spot that you were going for too.
Yeah. So tell me once again, when is that workshop? That's the October 14th, did you say?
Yeah, so the level one is October 13th. It's a Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. And the level two is Saturday, October 14th from 8 to 5 p.m.
All right.
Both are located at the ACRA office.
Is that the agroforestry? What's going on with the agroforestry these days?
That there's a lot going on. I was gonna say my coworker Tracy can speak more directly to what's happening over there. But she's definitely involved in the women's game of logging. We also have a, let's see if there's anything directly related to agroforestry on here. We do have a autumn woodland walk with a forester, which is again at our agroforestry center, October 21st on Saturday, 10 to 12 p.m. And that's going to be walking through Sayulima Mata Forest with our resident forester, Mary Spring, and she'll be able to talk about forest health and the importance of forest management plans. And then explain the history of Sayulima Mata Forest, touching on some of the agroforestry that we probably have going on over there.
And they can folks can always contact your office, go to Cornell Cooperative Extension, or do you have the website in front of you actually, the cce.edu dot something dot org, whatever. Do you have that?
I do. It's CCE Columbia Green. .org/events.
cce.columbiagreen/events. So there you go. That'll give a whole schedule two of what else is going on. Do you have other events you wanted to mention?
Yeah, there's a lot. Don't know how much time you have.
Just go for it. Go
Sure.
pick your favorites, or just keep going down the line until 6 o'clock hits, and then we'll cover it all. Lindsay, let's go. What
Yeah.
what's the next one there in October?
So October 1st, feels like right around the corner is the putting the bed, or sorry, putting the garden to bed, how to prepare for winter, which is going to cover your veggie and your flower beds, getting them prepped for the winter, discussing soil, composting methods, how to properly clean and store your tools. So that's yeah, Sunday, October 1st, and then there's another one Thursday, October 12th from 5 to 6 p.m. There's also a supporting individuals with autism training for parents and caregivers, which is Monday, October 2nd from 5:30 to 7 p.m., and that's going to be in our Hudson office. There's a 4-H art show opening, which is going to be at the Agroforestry Center here in ACRA, Saturday, October 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. Touched on the game of loggings that's coming up, and we also have an introduction to native and invasive plants, which is Sunday, October 15th from 10 to 12 p.m. over in the Hudson office. We have an anger management class for 2023. And that starts October 16th and is held every Monday for 12 consecutive weeks. And it's held in person from 6 to 7 p.m. Let's see. We have a trained logger certification, navigating wetlands in the woods. And that's going to be at our agroforestry center here in ACRA, Friday, October 20th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I believe the last thing that I have not mentioned yet is a Taste of Twin Counties, which is our fundraiser for CCE of Columbia and Greene Counties. And that is going to be Wednesday, November 8th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And that is going to be over at the barn at Liberty Farms over in Ghent, which is in Columbia County.
Yeah, Liberty Farms. They've come a long way.
Yeah.
Taste of, like, you guys probably even have the best food there for that fundraiser, aren't you?
Yeah, there's can't remember the chef, but we have a really good chef over there. Everybody that's had his food has raved about it, so very excited to taste it. And I've actually never been to Liberty Farms, so it's going to be a twofer for me.
Nice. It's right there on 66. I used to, it didn't, wasn't it Liberty Studs? And then, I think Polly Vaughn was running that whole show, or running a whole portion of that operation, or getting it changed over from Liberty Studs to a more farm, diversified farm operation, or vegetable and whatnot. So I want to know more about Liberty Farm, especially since I think that's the same one that Polly Vaughn was doing.
Yeah, well, you should
But I hear
definitely
good
come.
things, right? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I've only heard good things. I actually don't know the history. That would be interesting to find out if that was the switchover. A good way to find out, I guess, is to come to the fundraiser and talk to
That's right.
the Liberty Farm
Or do a
people.
little bit of research, for crying out loud. I should know this. I've been around for a while now. There's Gallagher Stud, Liberty Stud. Yeah, Route 66 right there. A fundraiser coming up. That's in November now. And probably some good folks. Definitely sounds like some good food happening. And you can meet Lindsay and a whole bunch of other people over there. Lindsay, you want to tell me a little bit more about the climate stuff? Like, what other activities? I'm always really, if you had another minute to talk about climate resiliency and communities and agriculture and whatnot, what are some of the things you're focusing on or working with in that regard with the climate change team that you're on?
So again, it's going to be the plan that we're working on with Columbia County and the 17 municipalities within it that are signed up to get their own plan as well. And that's it's been a big haul, and it's been amazing working with all the municipalities. And we just had a public survey that was out. It's now closed, but we will have a second public survey coming up after these workshops that we have with some of the stakeholders, which actually is tomorrow. So we, after those two workshops, we'll be working on the second survey for the public. And I believe later, after the second set of workshops is over and the second survey is closed, we'll have a public kind of like a open comment period.
Okay. Is there one area in the climate resiliency work that you're doing that you're most fired up about or most excited, or one area that you feel most drawn to, whether it's like agriculture or planting trees or solar panels or whatever it may be? Do you have something you're connected to?
I really kind of gravitate towards the there's a I'm gonna go with like the shoreline maintenance. So there's like riparian buffers that is actually, if anybody's familiar with the Climate Smart Community, it's an action within that. And just with the maintenance and connection with the municipalities and the waterways that are around them, bridging the gap between the two. So working with the municipalities in that fashion has really been a great experience, and seeing how everybody has come together to complete these projects within the Climate Smart Community. So I guess talking in a little bit of a circle here, I think, yeah, the Climate Smart Communities as a whole, now that I'm getting to it, there's so many actions obviously to do with climate change that it's really inspiring to see the municipalities reaching out and getting aid from either us or doing it on their own and completing all these projects. So, yeah, I think that's probably the most inspiring and passionate part for
Cool.
me.
It sounds like, yeah, part of that sounds like just getting ready for the floods, the biblical proportionate floods. Are you from around here?
I'm from a little bit of everywhere. I don't know how far back you want
Okay.
to go.
Were you around for like Irene and Sandy?
I was in New York City for Sandy.
Okay. So I always get it confused. Irene was the one that hit upstate the worst, and Sandy was the one that hit New York City the worst. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and they were both predicted, like, wrong. Like, it was so crazy that, like Irene, then nothing happened. But then upstate, like, in the Catskill Mountains, you're talking about riparian, you know, like, waterways, like, the buffer zones. And, like, I mean, it was devastating up here for Irene. I mean, just, like, roads washed out because of all this water coming down in these valleys and mountainous regions and these creeks just wiping out infrastructure left and right. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, I've heard lots of stories, seen lots of pictures from people in the municipalities that have talked about it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so you're getting ready for the next Irene. I mean, it seems like every season now we get some pretty wild storms out there. We've been getting some crazy weather. It's just nonstop, it seems like to me.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I'm interested to see what this winter brings, too.
Oh, yes. Winter is coming. Speaking of chainsaw work, I got to get my wood all lined up. I got the wood stove. It's like, I'm ready to get it fired up. I haven't fired up the wood stove yet, but it's time to give in.
Yeah, it's getting there. I think it's going to be
some
in the
chilly
40s.
Mornings. Are mm-hmm. you up in the mountains there a little bit?
I'm not. I'm actually over in the Hudson area. So.
Yeah, so I'm over in Great Barrington area, similar climate, but we still had some chilly mornings. So getting ready for that. You heard Lindsay Straylaw. Folks, look up Cornell Cooperative Extension, women's chainsaw safety, chainsaw work, women only 10-13 and 10-14 level one and level two courses. We got the forestry walk on 10-21 and we got a host of other, if you weren't listening, activities and events hosted by you guys over there at Cornell Cooperative Extension. I always appreciate hearing what you're up to. Tell Devin, have a great vacation if you talk to him before I do.
I will.
Hope it was great. Leave us to do all the work here while he's out with he's probably got a drink with an umbrella in it, maybe. I don't know.
I hope so.
Maybe. Well, Lindsay, really nice to have you on the Monday Afternoon Show. Thank you so much for sharing all that with us.
It was great.
And keep up the good work that you do over there.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.